Today is April 8th, 2019. My name is Sarah Ruthier, and I'm interviewing Paige Leonard at the Marshall University campus in one of the available study rooms for my first year seminar class at Marshall University. Our FYS class has been focusing on the themes of critical thinking, the power of value, and asking well-crafted questions, storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. This interview will be focused on the theme of career. Paige, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Okay, so my first question, tell me about your current career path and how long you have been involved in it.
So right now I'm a social media intern. It's actually called a multimedia intern for University Communications. I applied the last semester and then I did my interviews in January and then they hired me. So right now I do most of the posting for Marshall social media accounts along with running different types of events Marshall hosts and assisting with brand awareness with my boss and just helping with that type of stuff. So it's a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun, and I get to go to a lot of events that I haven't had the opportunity to go to and meet a lot of people.
Okay. So my next question, so far, how do you feel about it? Do you like it? Do you see yourself doing it in the long run?
Yeah, so far I really like the experience. It's a busy, busy day. I work 20 hours a week. The maximum you can work as a student or student on campus. And it has been busy, but I can definitely see myself doing it. Like today I attended a brand ambassador meeting. So basically what it consisted of was everyone that's involved with our Marshall branding, whether they're deans of universities or different types of department chairs, and even like the people at the University Communications, we all came together and we decided about how we're going to continue promoting our brand and just getting our brand awareness, even with different types of things like Google AdWords and having search engine optimization with that, as well with our new website relaunch this coming this summer. So it's been really interesting, and I can definitely see myself having a future in it because it's a lot of thought ideas and you know, just like a lot of thinking with it involved, I guess.
Okay, so why did you choose this line of work and what sparked your interest about it?
So I chose to do a career in public relations. So I chose my major a couple years ago, and I thought, you know, public relations offers a lot of opportunities with event planning or social media or different types of marketing. So it's a very kind of an umbrella term for everything that you can do as far as just working with brands. And I decided to choose it just because of, like, once again, like all the opportunities, but it sparked my interest just because I've never liked to been like tied down with a job or anything, and I like to have freedom. And with public relations or anything, this type of work, it really allows you to be involved and be very active and not just sit at a desk job all day and meet a lot of people and attend many things and cover a lot of things, which I think is just part of life, is being able to experience so much you can. And a lot of people's jobs just consist of a 9-to-5, and I'm not that type of person. I like to have a flexible schedule, and public relations and media relations kind of gives me that opportunity.
Okay, my next question is to describe the ethics involved in your career. Do you have a code of ethics, and if so, can you share a little bit about them?
So for my job, we really don't have a code of ethics. It's more of a best practice. So you kind of put yourself in other people's shoes and just have a lot of empathy for others and how they feel. So when I recover events, so say I had an example of this, I covered something to do with my boyfriend's fraternity, and I didn't want it to come across biased, but it didn't need to be covered. So I kind of kept it, everything just very neutral. I didn't specify what fraternity any of the members were in it. And just basically just said this fraternity was having this, we love, you know, Greek life about it, just so nothing's comes across misconstrued that Marshall University is biased in any way. And then also as far as diversity goes, that's a very strong component of Marshall. We want to really show that we are inclusive of everyone, so you want to have all different types of people, not just, you know, what people consider normal people. You want to show all the groups, different organizations on campus, to really promote the brand and just show that everyone is represented on campus.
Okay. So take me through a typical work day with your job. Is it a high-stress job?
Yeah, and it's kind of stressful sometimes. It's kind of crazy that I have a lot of people watching and viewing and retweeting, liking everything that I put out there. I mean, Marshall has 20,000 followers on their Instagram page and so many followers and on other Twitter and Facebook. So it's kind of a little bit stressful. You have a lot of thought processing with that, coming up with your captions. And, you know, captions are not simple, even though they can be, you know, 240 characters or less. It does come in, it's kind of like a news release or a lead. You really have to understand what is most important to the people. And so my typical work day kind of consists of, I work on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I consistently work in the office from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. I go through, I plan our week. We have a weekly staff meeting on Mondays. That lasts about an hour, so we kind of go through what we need to do this week with everyone that's in the office. So you have our branding, you have our university relations specialist, you have our video, you have our photography, you have our web designers, you have our multimedia interns. So everyone comes together and we kind of make a game plan of what we need to do this week to get everything done. And then after that, we usually do a Marshall U Monday post, which is very consistent as well. We post on that. It's usually just a campus shot. And then we go along and post other types of things and decide what we need to post on. Right now, we're helping with the website relaunch. So we're gathering testimonials right now for students to post for them and use our images for that. That's what have been a lot of my days. Wednesdays are also super busy. Wednesdays are probably busiest days. We do a department story. We try to do it every single Wednesday. And so we do department story on Instagram. So it would be something like dining services, and we have students or whoever our publics are sending questions, and we answer them for them. And then Fridays is also pretty much busy gathering what I need to do next week. So it's just a lot of like looking at all the events happening on campus, as well as attending events. But even though, you know, my work day does not end at 3, I am continuing to work throughout the day. I mean, last night I was up at, you know, 11, just sitting on my laptop in my bed, which I think is great. And I'm working, I'm getting paid for it. Just planning things and attending events like Greek Week or something like that. I attend it and I cover it and post for it, and that's just something that I really like, the flexibility as well with it, going to different types of things.
Okay. So, because your job is so busy, what do you think the biggest obstacle you've had to overcome so far in your career has been?
I think kind of overcoming everyone's opinions. When you post for so many people, it's kind of just, kind of have to look in the university's best interest and not everyone's interest. It kind of has to be on brand, and it does need to match our target audiences, but it's also kind of just, you know, representing the university as best as we can. A lot of people want to see everything go on, and then you kind of have to decide, well, this doesn't need to be covered, this doesn't need to be done like this, we don't need to shoot this. So it's kind of deciding that, and you know, people do get upset about types of things, and that's just what you're gonna get backlash. Sometimes I would post, I think everything has to be correct, and sometimes it's hard to be exactly accurate. And one time I posted a department story for our Instagram story, and I messed up one contact information, and I forgot to include another email, even though I included one email, a general email. I didn't include another email that someone else could contact, and we received an email coming to my boss's boss. Complaining about it. And so that came back on me, and you know, I felt terrible about it, and then ultimately it wasn't a big deal. They were just saying, oh, the story looks great, but I mean, it was just very stressful having people contact saying that I messed up, or you know, making me feel bad. But that just comes along with it, is that everything has to be accurate and correct.
Okay, well, as like speaking to someone who's interested in your career path, like I am, would you recommend this line of work to others? And if so, what advice would you give them? Or me, like
yeah.
Specifically?
I would definitely recommend it for people, but it does take a different type of personality type to do it. Some people really like that 9-to-5 job, or they like just, you know, helping people with, you know, the medical field. And obviously this is not that type of work. This is more about media and about getting information out, and just it's entertainment as well. And if you're that type of person that's really interested in that, I definitely recommend it, especially with being a multimedia. The key word with that is multi, so there's so many facets of it that you can do. It's not just, you know, isolated or one type of thing you can do, which is why I recommend it, just because it gives you a lot of, like I said, there's just so much freedom with it. And a lot of opportunities, a lot of networking as well. I've gotten to meet so many people, and I went to an event on Saturday and covered it, and I met a man for a second, and he gave me his business card and said, call me or something, email me. That could lead to an internship. And, you know, just getting out there and getting involved with other people and attending many things and just, you know, getting involved with all these type of opportunities really does open doors. And I've gotten to meet a lot of people that have actually, like, set me up with other types of jobs and opportunities, and they said they'd be more than happy to hire me once I graduate.
Okay. So do you consider yourself skilled at your job, or do you consider yourself to be more of a work in progress? So?
I think it's more of a work in progress. With this type of field, it's always changing and evolving. Every day there's something else new, and so you kind of have to stay on trend with everything. So I think everyone in this type of field is always learning, and they're always you know, just trying to stay above ground and try to learn, and that's why it's so fun. It's just, you know, with medicine it does evolve, but I mean, basically it starts with, you know, or even law, it's just kind of consistent and a lot of it doesn't change. But with media, it's just so evolving and rapid, and there, it's just so exciting to me about how you come out the next day and just even one thing, you just, like a news story will change things, and you have to, you know, redesign or revamp something, or how you interpret things or put out content on there. It's just very exciting, which I love.
Okay, so our first year seminar class is focused on critical thinking. What is an example of critical thinking in your line of work / your life?
So it's kind of basic, but I guess the first thing that kind of popped to my mind is making captions. Like I previously said, it's very, people think that captions are very simple, but there really is a lot of thought process to it. It's kind of just, like I said, a lead, and trying to get to make sure like everything is out there that needs to be out there, and then having people follow it, and trying to think about it. Like I'd sit there and I get my phone out and I get my notes out, and I literally will write down different types of captions I'm going to use, and I tweak it. And even though the post is super short, it took me probably about 15 to 20 minutes to come up with a caption for it, and rewording. And it's today, I was crazy. I did a post on this morning, and it's such a simple post, but I came up with so many different types of things. The caption was, it's another hashtag Marshall U Monday, and we are loving this spring weather on campus. What's your favorite thing about campus in the spring? And I kind of tweaked that so many times, and that's kind of how I wanted it to be. We wanted it to be kind of interactive, and we had people comment on there. Like, for me, it's always studying outside and walking to Husson's for lunch, and just trying to get people to interact and engage. So I was like, how can I do this? And even using emojis, which sounds so like small, but I mean, emojis really do kind of draw people in. They see those bright colors, and they see hashtags, and they see questions, so they're going to be intrigued. And that, rather than just say it's a hashtag Marshall U Monday, what's that mean?
So my final question is, would you like to add anything that I haven't already asked? It's okay if you don't.
I do have something. I think that I think I'd like to add that people need to have more empathy for others, and I think that this like field of work really does allow you to have empathy and step in other people's shoes. And I've gotten to go to so many events that I never would have gone to before, and HerdCon was one example that I went to, and I don't know if you're familiar with it.
I went to it on accident.
Yeah, and it was definitely not something I would have attended, and for me, it sounds bad, but it was a little strange. But when I went to it, I just love that Marshall University offers these type of events, because people really are interested in it. And when I went there, I was like, these people are loving it. This is making their day, and they're just like, their whole semester. Mm-hmm. And like, why are people raining on their parade when this is an interest? Everyone has their interest in lights, and it's just kind of finding those and promoting. promoting that, that everyone is welcome and able to do whatever they like. And I love that I'm able to show that, even though it's not my thing to do, but other people love to do it.
Okay. Well, that's all my questions. So thank you again for this interview, Paige, and have a nice day.
Yeah, thank you.